Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start the show off the same way we start every show off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, so the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him.
How she caught me, loves. You're listening to the Max City Morning Show.
Okay, and we're back. I say it a lot. I know it kind of drives Tanner crazy sometimes, but I got my favorite type of guest here, somebody that I don't know. And so I get to meet somebody brand new, just like you. So as everybody's aware, I don't introduce my guests. I let them do that themselves. So on that note, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Thank you. My name is Patricia Menon. I go to Composite High School, and I'm the student council historian.
Okay. Student council historian. What is the job of the student council historian?
I basically document every activity that we do, every event that we showcase and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when it comes to documentation, my business partner loves documentation. I'm horrible at it. Well, what do you mean by documentation? Are you taking like the notes during the meeting? Are you figuring out like when you do an event, like what the budget is and like what the step-by-step process is? What does documentation look like for you? Jason Phillips, you're going to love this explanation.
Jason Phillips doesn't listen.
Yeah.
Basically what I do is put our like initial planning and stuff like that. So meeting stuff like that.
Okay.
And as well as the program, the event, I write down everything that happens.
Okay.
Like if we have certain meetings, I write down our planner and all the stuff that happens during programs and stuff. And afterwards, I put a conclusion as to whether it was like really good event or like according to plan, stuff like that.
Right, right. Yeah. If it could have gone better.
Yeah.
Okay. And so when you write these documents, is this something that student council the following year can refer back to?
Yes.
Okay. How did, and so there's documents for you to look back on prior to?
No, I'm the first in like 25 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Jeez, that's a big deal. All right. So I'm going to ask, you're the third person on student council from Compstead High School who's been on the show. Did you run unopposed as well?
Yes.
What is this deal about? Nobody wants to be on student council at, or are you guys just that bad that people are like, I don't want to mess with these chicks? Like, yeah. That's crazy. Okay, so is this your first year or second year?
Second year.
Second year. So you ran unopposed 2 years in a row.
We only, like, put the program into student council this year.
Okay.
Because last year I wasn't able to attend it for the first meetings and okay. stuff like that.
So okay.
Yeah, it's only a thing this year.
That's awesome. Like, that's zero stress. Just, like, I'm in. So you're obviously organized to have the job that they've given you. Where does that come from for you? How did that, is that something built in, or you just, you like structure? How does this work?
Structure, just a lot of structure.
Yeah. It's a good thing to have.
Yeah.
I don't have it, but it's good to surround yourself with people who do have it.
God, there is zero structure on this podcast.
Yeah, that's right. None. Zero. Zero. So are you from Fort McMurray, or have you moved from somewhere else?
I moved from Fiji.
From Fiji? Yes. When did you move here from Fiji?
2016, before the fire.
Okay. So you moved here with your parents, obviously. That's yes. why you came out here.
Yeah.
So your trip to Canada was a literal baptism by fire.
Yeah.
I came here after a huge cyclone hit my country.
Oh, no.
It was like a Category 5 hurricane.
Yeah.
Just took everything. And then I came here in February, and then witnessed the fire.
Jeez.
So.
You're good. You're resilient.
Yeah.
Built in from a young age. So coming from Fiji, I have a few friends who are Fijian that live here in Fort McMurray. What was that transition like from like that kind of warm tropical climate to northern Alberta?
Oh, at first it was like, I was excited for snow because it looks like it's magical. But when you first come here,
yeah,
it's not as magical as it seems. No. It was cold, I remember, because I was dressed in like warm attire because I came from a hot country.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I came here, I just regret everything.
Yeah.
It's magical for about 30 seconds. Yeah. And then you're like, oh, wait a minute. This is all year?
Yeah. My mom, both of my parents, not just my mother, both of my parents are from Guyana, South America. And they didn't really know, like they heard about snow and they read about snow. But she'd never physically, like, even seen snow on, like, there wasn't, like, a lot of TVs back then either. So she didn't physically know what it was. She's seen pictures and stuff. But And when she says the first time she saw snow, she was terrified. There's nothing magical about it because she thought the sky was falling. She like she was living in Toronto in an apartment. She said she ran inside and like literally hid because she was like, I don't know what this is. And when it first like touches you, like it's a shock to the system. It's not a nice thing. So yeah, she didn't like snow.
Yeah. Not good.
No. So you've been here for a number of years now, though. So are you getting accustomed to it, or is winter to you still like, I could do without?
I just wish there was more seasons.
Yeah. Because
the only thing that you experience here is like summer, winter, and construction, and that's it.
That's right. Yeah. It's so true. But yeah, my father, he still hasn't got used to winter. It's been like 40 plus years now, and he's just like, no, still don't like it. It's still too cold for him.
Dude, I was born into winter, and I'm like not a fan.
I personally love winter.
I don't like the snow. I like the winter. I like cold. I don't like the snow.
I couldn't disagree with you more. I like snowboarding, snowshoeing. I even like enjoy shoveling my driveway.
Yeah, until it hits like -2 and then you're a big baby in the cold.
Yeah. It's a weird transition. It is true. Yeah. Like that's the weird thing about the temperature is like when you're in -40, you get accustomed to it and you can live. But like right now, how it's getting cold, it's miserable. Sucks. Miserable. Yeah. So coming from Fiji, what is the education system like there? That's one thing I've never asked. I know a lot of people who've come from Fiji. I've never asked that question before. What's the education system like in comparison to Canada?
We follow the British education system.
Okay.
So we have like primary, secondary. Primary is for like grade 1 to grade 8.
Okay.
Secondary is like, we call it forms. So like form 1, form 2.
Okay.
Till form 5. So here would be like grade 13.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And so the buildings themselves, I know when I've traveled back to South America, the schools look completely different.
Yeah.
Because it's a tropical country and they have like glass that like slides open. It's like they're on stilts and stuff. It like looks completely different. What are the physical structures like in Fiji for your schools?
Yeah, definitely like a very open classroom. Like there was windows everywhere.
Yeah.
You could just open the windows. But here it's like everything is built for winter.
That's right.
So
bunker.
Most of the time we're just, yeah, inside. We don't see light for most of school time.
Have those boarded up windows with the metal outsides.
Yeah. Yeah.
The literal prison.
Yeah.
And another shocking thing is that lighting. In my country, we just don't have that many like lighting indoors because we're not used to this closed off space.
That's right.
Like Canadian schools and stuff like that is more boarded.
That's right.
But yeah. Warm.
Warm.
Nice.
Yeah, in the middle of winter, you're like, hey, listen, I'm glad there's not a lot of windows. So Fiji is comprised of a bunch of different islands. Yeah. So where in Fiji do you come from?
I'm from the main island called Viti Levu.
Okay.
Which means big island.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's when you grow up on the big island, because there's so many, were you able to travel to some of the smaller ones? Or you're like, no, this is my home, this is where I stay?
For school trips only. I was able to travel to only 3 islands.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
That's so fascinating. It's so different from, like, the culture that I grew up in. I'm born and raised here in Fort McMurray, so there's not an island anywhere near us. So growing up around water and, like, that climate to me is literally like another planet.
There's islands. Mac Island.
Yeah, you got Mac Island. This is true.
It's pretty much the same thing.
This is true.
Without the beaches and stuff like that.
Yeah. There's beaches. They're just not great.
Yeah, they're cold.
And rocky.
I remember the first time my parents took me to South America and I got to swim in like the Caribbean oceans. How warm it was. Oh my God. Like, we don't have that here. Like, you go to Makwa Lake. Gregoire, I don't know if you've been to the beaches here in Fort Mac. Like,
beaches.
Yeah, it's cold water in the middle of the summer. Like, it's still a shock to that system. All of a sudden, you get into like a lukewarm bath in the ocean. You're like, what is this? The one thing I had trouble with though is the salt water. Like, it's really salty.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when it comes to like sports and your outdoor activities, obviously, like me growing up in Canada, winter activities were a big thing. When you're coming from Fiji, what kind of sports are like predominantly the ones that kids gravitate to?
A lot of rugby, a lot of stuff that are played outdoors. Like you don't play a lot of basketball and stuff like that. We only play like rugby and soccer.
Yeah.
Just stuff that you mainly play on fields.
Okay.
And, like, rough sports like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Interesting. What about, I like to surf when I get the opportunity to, which is never nowadays because of COVID. Can you surf in off the big island where you're from?
In specific areas you can surf. on some areas, it's like the waves. They don't build up that high, so you're
that's right.
not allowed to surf there.
Yeah. Is that something that you participated in or no? You're a land. You're on land.
I never learned how to swim.
Never learned how to swim?
You live on an island.
Yeah. Never learned how to swim.
Really? Yeah. Wow. Is this a conscious choice or your parents just didn't enroll you in swim class?
I did go to swim classes, but I'm going to call out my mom right now. She didn't let me go for the second swim classes because she thought that I was going to drown.
Oh, okay.
Swim classes.
Well, listen, you're never too old to learn. It's a life skill you should have. That and riding bikes. Everybody should know how to do those two things.
I don't know how to ride a bike.
What? That's hilarious that I just put you on blast. That is hilarious. How do you not know how to ride a bike?
I didn't have a bike.
Oh, my gosh. You didn't borrow one of your friend's bikes? That's hilarious that I just said that.
You just made yourself look like a real dick.
I'm a real jerk right now. And it's on camera and it's live, so there's that. That's hilarious. This is my favorite
episode. Real Elliot, everybody.
Yeah, the real Elliot Pierre. What a jerk. Okay, on that note, I'm going to swing it over to Tanner. This is called the Max City Minute. He's going to ask you some questions. While he's asking you questions, I'm going to take the foot out of my mouth. Best of luck to you, Tanner. Hit her up with the Max City Minute.
All right, question number one. What is your personal favorite part of working on student council?
My personal favorite part was just bringing the school atmosphere back to life, especially since COVID came. Everyone was just down. The whole atmosphere in the school was just gone, depleted. So I think my favorite thing would be that and also giving back to the community. We also have like fundraising programs for charities. That's one of my favorite stuff.
Question number two. What is your favorite Fijian dish you had at home?
Favorite Fijian dish? Oh, there's this kind of sea grape we call nama. If you put in like coconut juice, it's just so good.
That sounds fantastic. Yeah. Question number three. What was the biggest difference you noticed between Fijian schools and Canadian schools?
One of the biggest difference would be definitely the teachers. Earlier we had Ms. Schaffner here. The difference in my country is that there's like a clear, distinct border between students and teachers. Like there's this line of respect that you can never cross. And over here it's just like friendly. Everyone is open, friendly with each other. It's great. You know, you get to learn about each other and have this personal connection with your teachers. Mm. And yeah, it's fun.
Question number four. What is your favorite Canadian tradition that you didn't have in Fiji?
There's a lot. Like,
good question.
Halloween. Halloween was definitely my favorite because it was one of the first Canadian events that I've ever celebrated, as well as that's why I'm working on the haunted house this year, mm-hmm. because I wanted to like spark this kind of same feeling that I had during my first Halloween in Canada for some of our immigrant students.
Right.
We're having their first Halloween here.
Okay, cool.
And your final question, what is one event that student council has done that has been your personal favorite?
Pi Day. You know
what day?
Pi Day.
Pi.
Pi. So okay. Like 3.14.
Okay.
But we kind of put like a spin on it and have actual pies.
Right.
So, you know Mr. Talk, right? Beautiful Dan Talk.
Yeah.
Every year during Pi Day, I love to pie him.
Yeah.
But I don't know. He just has this kind of grudge against it. And every year, he always vows to get me back.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We just kind of have this back and forth grudge.
Okay.
All right.
There you go.
Pi Day. We didn't do that when I was in comp. That's... Yeah. Every day was Pi Day potentially. So
that's awesome. Yeah. The funny thing about how you describe Pi Day is 3.14.
Yeah.
You're obviously very smart if that's your reference. I just would have spelt it, but like you put like the math terminology down on it, so that's adorable.
And you would have probably spelt it wrong.
I definitely would have spelt it wrong.
Yeah, you did. Just P-I-E.
Yeah, that's right. So no bike, no swimming. Is there any form of transportation, skateboard, rollerblades? Like, how do you get around?
Bus and walk.
Just bus and walk.
Yep.
No driver's license? You're like the other two that were here earlier?
My sister drives me around, but most of the time she's asleep.
Do you have your driver's license yet?
No.
Do you have your learner's yet?
Nope. I'm waiting on my dad.
You're in grade 12?
Yep.
So what's going to happen when you're out of grade 12?
Just living the bus life, doing what Tanner does, walk around. Take the bus.
Is this like an ongoing thing? Like, just so everybody's at home, there's some people off camera right now, so I'm going to talk to them for a second. Like, Are the majority of students not getting their licenses now?
Yep.
I'm getting all head nods. This is crazy to me. This is like, for one, you'll save a lot of money not having a car in regards to gas and upkeep and everything else. But the freedom that I'm old. So like, as soon as you could get that license and that, you're hitting the road.
Yeah, I don't have a license. I just did 8 days in LA, so you don't need a license.
Yeah, I guess so. It's a different way of looking at life, eh? All right, so you're coming to the end of your high school career. Game plan? Do you have any ideas?
Yeah, I'm basically enrolling to U of A right now.
Okay.
I'm doing my whole thing, tests and stuff like that for my Bachelor of Science in Nursing.
Okay.
So I've got a lot more stuff to do, like my Casper tests and stuff like that.
Okay.
All the fun stuff.
So why U of A?
Because they have a program in Keanu, so I can stay here while doing it.
Right.
That's the only reason why I'm taking U of A, and because it's impressive on your resume.
Yeah, yeah. Wait. So you're taking it here, but it's accredited by the University of Alberta. Oh, yeah. Because I was going to say, Fort McMurray has a great nursing program.
Yeah.
And it's almost like a built-in job when it's all, like, because you do your practicum here.
Yes.
They have need for nurses. Boom. So let's talk about that for a second, because you're getting into nursing, the healthcare industry, during, like, we're still in the pandemic, right? That's cool to say.
I don't know. You're asking the wrong dude here.
Yeah. We're still in the pandemic. Like, what about obviously high stress, like high volume of work, risk factor is quite high. What about nursing? Like, how's you moving in that direction?
I think COVID was one of the biggest reasons why I wanted to be a nurse.
Okay.
Because the kind of demand for someone to step forward. And, you know, it's kind of connection between student council.
Yeah.
It demands a role, a leadership role, and I just wanted to be in that kind of position.
Okay.
Where I can help people as well as enjoy my job at the same time.
Very cool.
And helping people is enjoying, so.
Yeah.
That's why I want to become a registered nurse.
Nice. Okay. All right. Well, listen, that's the end of the show. Time flies. So before everybody leaves, though, they get a shameless shout out or plug. So the camera's on you, the light's on you. Have fun.
Plug to FMCHS Student Council on Instagram, as well as Fort McMurray Composite High School on Instagram. Go follow them on Facebook as well. I'm going to plug myself, Patricia_FJ. Go follow me. Thank you.
Okay, where are they following you? What platform?
Instagram.
How many followers do you have on Instagram?
Like 100 and something. Most of them are my cousins.
Okay. So there we go. We're trying to build up some followers. I love it. Okay. Please follow her at home. Okay. So on that note, that's the end. But I want to thank you very much for coming by. And if you ever want to swing by again, you know where we are now and you know how comfortable the seats are. So don't be a stranger.
Thank you.
All right. Well, for McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Truly does mean the world to me. So hope you're having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.